you were among the first people mm-hmm. to really start to look at immediate responsiveness mm-hmm. to major disasters.
Yeah. Why? Because I came to California and they just kept happening. When I would do my other studies of individuals who had encountered a stressful or negative life event that they couldn't predict or control, it would take me years. Yeah. I could do one subject at a time. In my dissertation, I had to took a year and a half to get 125 spinal cord injured patients, and took 2 or 3 years, I think, to collect the data on 225 parents who's lost their infants to SIDS. Did studies of widows, it would take a year. So, you know, all of these studies, I would have to wait for these bad things to happen to people, especially if I wanted to get early reactions and look at how they coped over time. And I came to Southern California, and these community-wide disasters could occur. You knew when the exact start was, and you could get hundreds of people at once. The first large-scale study that I did was the Southern California firestorms, and that was 93, I think. The firestorms occurred in Laguna Beach, where I lived. Couldn't go home. Everything was evacuated. I stayed in my office. We had a large team of students, and I called the IRB, and we said, I want to do this study. And they said, okay, go for it.
And you had an instrument that you wanted to use, or you were thinking that you would go out?
No, we just designed it in my office that day.
And that
then,
day?
Yeah. I mean, we were in the field in 36 hours.
Wow.
And got some funding. You know, we pieced it together, and then I was able to get National Science Foundation funding. They funded work that I was going to do at Columbine High School as well. And
that's another one where the media coverage was intense.
Yeah. And that was, and I had a former student collaborator who was lived in Littleton, Colorado, Danny McIntosh. And when the Columbine High School shooting occurred, I called him and said, let's do a study. Got funding again from the National Science Foundation.
That had to be rapid.
Yeah, it's very rapid. And those, you know, I've still done that now. I'll just tell you the story about Columbine is actually, I think, changed the course of my career in a major way, in that I got funding to do this research at Columbine High School. I was teaching a course on coping with negative life events, a graduate class at the time, and I said to my students, let's go study this. My students, they rented a van from the campus or something, and something like 11 students drove to Colorado while I waited over the weekend to get the IRB approval letter Monday morning.
Wow.
I flew there, and this was just a handful of days after the Columbine High School shooting. We had a questionnaire, we trained everybody, and we went to start a study. And we did. It didn't work because of the media attention. The students then sort of went underground. It was very difficult to find. We published a paper with about 14 interviews, but it was a small paper. And then I was working with the school board. We were going to do a project. We had the support of the principal, the school district. And then there was an article in the Denver Post. It was an op-ed about somebody had gotten wind that our study was going to happen, and the op-ed said, we don't want our students to become guinea pigs. The school board finally pulled the plug on the project and said, no, you can't do the research. And I called my program officer at NSF and I said, I have to give the money back. Program officer said to me, you know, we gave it to you, it was exploratory, and we gave it to you as knowing it's a high risk event. Keep the money, I'm sure you'll make good use of it.
Yeah.
And within 6 weeks was 9/11. And because I had money sitting in an account here at Irvine, I could do a study. After 9/11, I was very, very lucky. I learned through my NSF program officer that there was a survey research company that had a pre-existing panel of individuals that we could follow.
Yeah.
After 9/11. I just have to say, I was just unbelievably lucky. I had the resources, I had the team, I had the questionnaire that we had already designed for Columbine. We could modify it for 9/11.
Yeah.
And at that point, I was able to start what turned out to be the only national longitudinal study of 9/11. Shocking. I mean, there should have been many more studies of that tragedy, but people didn't have money. They didn't have IRB approval. I was on sabbatical September 1, and this happened September 11th, and I was just poised to make it happen.